This is Dr. Kevin Elko with the Monday morning cup of inspiration, encouragement in our program on raising resilient children. We talk a lot about encouragement. I have found people pretty discouraged these days. Have you? And I love to say to myself to go give others what you need. A famous singer was contracted to appear in a Paris opera house, and it was sold out. Everybody wanted to hear this famous singer. Everybody was excited. There was anticipation. You've been to concerts before. But right before he came on, the house manager stepped out and said, I have an announcement, there was an accident. And the singer isn't hurt bad, but bad enough that they can't sing tonight. The place got really upset. They groaned and moaned. And we have a backup singing. The whole night when the backup singer sang, there was an uneasiness. There was no applause. There was no excitement. It was the whole time he was singing. There was disappointment and frustration. The artist gave it everything that he had. And even when he was done, not one person applauded. Then from the balcony, a thin voice of a little girl broke out and said, Daddy, I think you were wonderful. The crowd then gave the singer a thunderous standing ovation. Encouragement. I'm trying my best to do it on purpose. I get up and think about my daily plan. I think about the people I'm going to call and just give a kind word. Someone I'm going to call and say, look, I think you're doing excellent. Keep going. I think you're a great mom. I'm so glad I get a chance to work with you. See, people, we see them a different way. The way we seek people is how we treat people. And how we treat people is what they become. I remember when I was in school, I remember an experiment they used to talk about where they would have somebody in a room by themselves just stand barefoot in a bucket of ice. Then they did it, standing barefoot in a bucket of ice with someone encouraging them. You could do that, you're doing great. Keep going. They stood in that ice twice as long. You know, because faith makes everything possible, but love makes everything worthwhile. I remember another study where they put children on an ergograph, which measured their energy, and they were tired. And they encouraged them and talked positive to these children, and their energy doubled. And then they criticize and condemn these children. And the little bit of energy they did have went away. Go find somebody today. Encourage them. Go find somebody today. And show them where you think they're wonderful. You might not think they need it. I guarantee they're going to say, oh my goodness, you have no idea how I needed that today. How did you know? Well, how did I know? You're breathing. We all need it. Encouragement to put in them courage. And I know all of you in the Cup Nation can use a little bit of that yourself. But I'm telling you, go give it and it'll come back to you. In all of our programs, the one on raising resilient children, the ones on coaching, we always talk about encouragement. Go encourage someone else, and I promise you it will come back to you. This is Dr. Kevin Elko with a Monday morning cup of inspiration, encouragement.